This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 28th. I'm Paul Plack. With the first anniversary of the Continental Connections 3407 crash at Buffalo approaching, the FAA has released a 200-page call to action on training, crew rest, and other standards for regional airlines. John Travolta paid to fill up his personal 707 with relief supplies and fuel and used it to take 50 doctors to Haiti. American Airlines announced this week it will furlough 175 pilots at the end of February for at least a month. The union says some of them had just been recalled from a previous layoff. The airline says pilot attrition has been below expectations. The NTSB says a Piper Seneca was overweight, out of CG, and being flown into IMC by a non-instrument rated pilot when it crashed in West Virginia a year ago, killing six. The FAA has told Boeing it has to do more to protect networked systems on the new 747-8 from hackers. Pilatus reports its PC-12NG set a record for deliveries in 2009 with 100 planes. Linear Air says it introduced the industry's first Eclipse 500, upgraded for flight into known icing, into service Monday as both an air taxi and a trainer. Avemco says it has reduced premiums for renters of single-engine aircraft while doubling the coverage options to more closely match varying customer needs. And DHS says a new scanning technology can finally tell the difference between shampoo and explosives. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Kate Hanai of FlyersRights.org says the DOT's new rules for tarmac strandings are a big step forward. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.